Lily called out to the troll. He returned along with the offensive smell. "Troll," said Lily as convincingly as she could, "I see that I have no choice, so I will marry you in 3 days. If you cut off that horrid long hair, it frightens me so." The troll roared. "Cut off my hair? Are you mad? If I cut my hair, I will no longer be powerful. I will never do that. And do not think that you can do it either, for there is only one pair of scissors in all the world that can cut my hair, and it sits in a jeweled box on the highest mountain. No man could ever reach that box." The troll stomped out of the cave. Francis removed his cap so that his sister could see him again. "Lily, this is perfect. I know how to get those scissors. Together we will put an end to the troll." Francis stepped out of the cave. "Boots, take me to the highest mountain," he demanded. And before he could blink, he found himself standing at the base of the highest mountain. He clutched the eagle feather and called out, "Feathered friend, I need you." Elliot was by his side. "How can I help you?" he asked. And Francis explained that he needed help to find a jeweled box on the top of the mountain. "It is in a place no human can reach, but maybe you can." Elliot called out. Soon there were birds everywhere. Elliot asked if any of the birds had seen a jeweled box high up on the mountain. A crow flapped forward. It dropped an enormous ruby from its beak before speaking. "I know of this box. I will take you to it." Elliot accompanied the crow, flying higher and higher up the mountain. When he returned, he was clutching a large jeweled box in his talons. The box had a strange lock. Francis got out the key he had taken from the three brothers and fitted it into the lock. He turned the key and the box opened. Out slithered a purple and silver snake. It disappeared before Francis could grab it. Quickly, Francis held out the golden bridle Thomas had given him. "Grand Stallion, I need you," he called. The air filled with a thunderous noise, and suddenly the stallion appeared.